耶稣基督之前呢，他们是渔夫。
And they had experienced men.
一个非常危险的风暴所包围了。
Actually, that is what the devil does.
这就是魔鬼的工作。
The evil
在做我们想要做的是相反的事情。
You are trying to get.
来钳制你。
I think many of you can identify with this.
我想呢，你们当中的大多数人呢，都知道这种情况。
Man,
经历过生命里面的困境。
And man,
痛苦的经历。
Last year, I had a visit from an unexpected guest.
去年呢，有一位不速之客呢，就临到了我。
And I call this unwelcome guest Mr. Pain.
这一位不速之客呢，我叫他做疼痛先生。
I had a severe pain developed inside of my left shoulder.
在我的左边的肩膀的里面呢，就有一个非常严重的痛，疼痛。
The pain.
非常的严重，以至于呢，我都不能把我的左边的手臂呢抬起来。
And I even could not grab a couple of my.
我甚至不能用我的左手去拿一杯茶。
The room was with me 24/7.
最糟糕的情况是，这个痛苦呢，一刻都不离开我。
I felt the pain during the day and throughout.Night.
白天晚上我都感受到这个痛。
Ordinary
药呢对我都不起作用了。
And my family doctor prescribed to me a medicine.
我的家庭医生呢就给我开了另外一种药。
But he warned me that this particular medicine contains side effects.
他警告我说呢，这个药呢有副作用的。
And after trying out for a few days, I couldn't stand with the side effects.
我试了几次，我吃了这个药几天以后呢，我发现呢，我不能忍受这个副作用。
So I gave up on using any medication.
所以呢，我就什么药都不能用了。
I just learned.
运用我的信心和意志力呢，来和这个疼痛先生呢做斗争。
It was hard.
非常的困难。
But the doctor said,
家庭医生呢把我弄到医院里面去。
And the hospital,
医院呢给我做了几次血液的检查。
Then on my left shoulder, X-ray exam.
在我的左肩膀呢，他们做了两次的 X 光检查。
And then one CT scan.
也做了一次 CT scan.
And then.
我做了那个超声波的检查。
After
做完这些检查以后呢，那个专科医生呢就解释给我听。
And I was told that my problem is called calcification.
他就告诉我说，这个毛病呢叫做钙化。
Calcification is the accumulation.
钙化呢，意思就是说，那个钙化物呢，在身体的组织里面呢，它沉积。
And it normally occurs in the formation of bone.
一般呢是在骨头的组织里面。
The medical professional also told me that I.
他也告诉我说，我必须要忍受这个痛苦，要忍受好一阵子。
And I asked him how long.
他说我还要忍受痛苦多久呢？
See, I asked a lot of questions.
我问了好多的问题。
But those answers are not good to me.
但是呢，答案呢，并不是我所喜欢的。
And he told me.
忍受十八个月之后呢，那个疼痛呢才会消失。
我。Is that right?
是不是这样子的
？Yes, you are absolutely right. The doctor confirmed.
医生呢就确认说是的，确实是这样子的。
Well, I pray.
所以呢，我就不停的祷告。
And I keep asking God to take this Mr. Pain away from me.
我一直的要求神呢，把这个疼痛先生呢从我身上拿走。
Unfortunately.
那个疼痛呢，依然在那里。非常的泄气了。
I was just
我就像这些门徒一样呢，他们发现他们自己在那个风暴的中间，就在那里被包围了。
No matter how.
多么努力，船呢都不往前走。
It was because the wind against them.
因为呢风不顺。
But thank God that the next thing we need to see is that Jesus.
一件事情就是说，耶稣呢看见他们。
Even though Jesus was found.
他仍然看见他们。
In verse 48, it says, "Then Jesus saw them."
是这样讲，说他看见他们摇弩甚苦。
Jesus saw them.
耶稣看见他们。
The word comes from the same root as know.
看见这个字呢，是和知道这个字呢，是来自于同一个词根。
It's more.
但是呢，不光是说仅仅是知道的意思。
Jesus understood fully what was happening to his disciples.
耶稣完完全全的明白他的门徒所经历的一切。
He saw them
through. 就表示说他知道他们的困境。
By this time, the four were 6 a.m.
这个时候呢是四更天，四更天也就是夜里的三点钟到六点钟这一段时间。
The disciple
风浪搏斗了6到10个小时了。
Jesus saw the pain while they were rowing.
当他们在摇弩的时候呢，耶稣看见他们的困苦。
Jesus saw
them. 风浪的时候呢，耶稣也看见他们的痛苦。
So you can ignore.
那些门徒在那里抱怨这个风浪那么巨大的时候呢，他们也可能埋怨他们的夫子把他们送到这个风暴里面来。
Just as Jesus saw the disciples in the storm, he sees you in your storm as well.
就像耶稣基督看到他的门徒在风暴里面一样的，他也看到你在你的风暴里面。
Some people ask, where?
有些人呢就问说，在我经历困境、经历我的很大的困难的时候呢，神在哪里？那时候呢，神在哪里？神在哪里
？For me, I may ask what.It's true that we may ask all these questions, but still find no answers.
我们真的会问这些问题，但是呢，我们不会找到答案。
When the wind against us,
当风不顺的时候
，and we are forced to face a terrible storm in our life,
我们被迫去面对一些很在我们生命里面很困难的一些情况。
We may find that Mr. Disappointment come to visit us.
我们就会发现可能失望先生来拜访我们了。
We may also find that Mr. Depression locked on our door and want to come.
深沉先生呢也在敲我们的门想进来。
And all
不受欢迎的客人呢，在我们生命里面呢，他们总是会有一些机会要临到的。
But please no.
但是呢，要知道，对我们来说呢，我们是有好消息。
There's good news for us.
有好消息的。
Jesus from afar.
耶稣从远处看着我们。
Jesus sees your situation from afar.
他从远处看见你的情况。
Jesus can let us have deliverance from our troubles.
耶稣可以使我们从我们的使我们从我们的困境里面被救拔出来。
Heaven said that without any troubles, I have to suffer for 18 months.
刚才说了，我没有其他的办法，只能忍受痛苦，要忍受18个月。
The medical
定下时间呢，要我不停地回去看他。
So that I can be seen by him every 2 months.
所以呢，我每两个月呢就要回去看专科医生。
And I had to go to see other medical professionals as well.
而且呢，我也得要去看其他的专家。
For example, I need to go to see my physiotherapist.
比如说呢，要去看我的物理治疗师。
And other healers too.
还有其他的一些医生。不管这个医生什么时候在诊所见到我呢
？He checked on my shoulder situation and did a motion on the ranges of my left arm and shoulder.
他呢就要来检查我的左边的肩膀，而且呢要测量各种的活动的一个状况。
He then found all.Notebook.
他呢就要把这些资料呢要归档，把它记在他的笔记本里面。
And every time before I left his clinic, this special
医生呢，每次我要离开他诊所的时候呢，他都会过来跟我讲话。
Don't worry too much.
他说不要太担心了。
You know, I felt so uplifting when I listened to this word of encouragement.
当我听到这样鼓励的言语的时候呢，我都觉得非常的振作。
The Bible said, "The Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year."
圣经说呢，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾。从岁首到年终。
I think my God looks after me more than a whole year. It's almost 1.5 years.
我相信呢，我的主呢，他看顾了不光光是一年或者一年半。
He always looks after me.
他总是看顾我。
Yes, my Lord Jesus cares for you too.
我们的主耶稣也看顾你。
When you face a storm of life, Jesus looks after you.
当你来面对你人生的困境的时候呢，他也看顾你。
Jesus promised that he would never leave you.
他应许说他永远都不丢弃你。
Jesus sees what you are going through now.
他看见你在经历的一切。 幕后的一件事情就是耶稣基督去到门徒那里。
In verse 48, now.
夜里约有四更天，就在海上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。
2 weeks ago, I was in the clinic again.
两周以前呢，我又去诊所。
The specialist told me a good news.
这个专科医生呢，告诉我一个好消息。
He said that I
疼痛呢，已经到了第三阶段了。
That means the pain is still with me.
当然疼痛还是在那儿。
But this is the first.
痛的最后一个阶段了。
That's why he raised up my arms. See, you can walk.
最高的。
And for that, even your left arm is better than your right.Calcification can move, transfer from left to right.
他说根据专他们的专家说呢，这个钙化呢可能从一边呢跑到另外一边去的。
Pain.
我无论如何呢，我感谢耶稣基督带我走过这一段很疼痛的这一段的事情。
Jesus comes to release me from the bond of Mr. Pain.
我耶稣基督来了，来把我从这个疼痛先生的这个钳制当中呢，把我救拔出来。
Of course, I have to thank all the doctors who treat me so well.
当然我也要感谢这些所有的医生，他们都很用心的治疗我。
Including my physiotherapist and chiropractor.
包括物理治疗师，包括按摩师。
And all.
来治疗我。
Of course, I have to thank my wife who keep on supporting me and praying for me throughout my struggle.
当然，我要感谢我的妻子，她在整个的过程当中一直的支持我，并且为我祷告。
When I was in the church, I always pretend to be okay, no problem.
当然呢，我在教堂里面呢，我就表现说我都没问题的，都还好的。
But once I got home, I told my complaint to my wife that, oh, I'm
pain.
But my wife always told me that, no. Strong in faith.
她呢非常的鼓励祷告。
So you should ask your wife to pray for you more often.
你应该要叫你的妻子呢为你更多的来祷告。
Sometimes my wife forgot about my pain on my left arm. Sometimes she because she want to talk to me, so that she pull my left arm suddenly.
有时候呢，她忘了我左边肩膀呢有疼痛，她要跟我讲话呢，她会拉我的左手臂。
And I would say, 哎呀。And then my wife always said, "Jesus heal you."
我妻子呢就会说，耶稣来医治你。
Last but not the least, I have to thank the church elders because they support me through prayer.
我也要感谢教会的长老们，因为呢，他们在整个过程当中呢，也用他们的祷告来支持我。
And they trust me. They say that, oh, Pastor Samson, if you want to go for your treatment, just go.
他们都跟我讲说，如果你需要去治疗的话呢，你就去。
I thank God for their full support to me.
我很感谢这样全力的支持。
Also thank God for giving me a church family here.
我也感谢神给我这样一个教会的大家庭。
A special thanks to Jonathan Group and Daniel Group for your ongoing support in prayer.
我也要特别的感谢约纳丹小组和但以理小组，他们不停的为我祷告。
Thank to everyone who came to support me, to encourage me, and to walk along with me when I was facing the storm of pain in the past. past few months.
在过去的几个月里面，当我在面对这个疼痛的这个困境的时候，我也感谢那些过来支持我、帮助我，而且也和我一起走过一段的人，所有的人我都感谢他们。
The strength to keep going on.
如果没有这一些的支持和鼓励，我相信我是不能走过来的。
Just like Jesus' disciples, they faced the storm together.
就像耶稣基督的门徒一样，他们一起来面对这个风暴。他们不停地来互相的鼓励，互相的安慰。
And because of this, they gave
因此呢，获得了信心，使他们能够度过这个困难的境况，只等到耶稣来到。
Yes.
是的。
Yes, my dear Christian fellows, please take heed.
我亲爱的兄弟姐妹们，请记得。
Please take heed. The Bible says that our Lord is coming soon.
请听圣经所说的，说我们的主耶稣马上就要来了。
Our help is on the way.
我们的帮助已经在路上了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
If Jesus
这个风暴也许是你需要的，而且如果耶稣知道关于风暴所有的一切事情，那他也会在那个风暴当中来临到你。
And we find that Jesus didn't go to the disciples.
等到四更天才去到门徒那里。
See, sometimes
进入风暴的最黑暗的那个阶段的时候呢，他才临到你。
Some people will.
马上就把他们从困境里面救拔出来。
But sometimes God
允许你进入到风暴的那个很严重的那个阶段里面去，他才来。
The passage also says.
要走过他们去。意思是靠近、接近、到达的意思。你现在就正在一个困境的当中。
But you can relax and rejoice because Jesus is on his way.
那你也可以放心，也可以高兴，因为主耶稣呢就要到了。
Not
跟你到达你那里了，已经。
My friends, you
有一阵子了，但是呢，要知道主耶稣已经要到你那里去了。
You may have been there.
但是呢，要知道主耶稣马上就要到了。
You may be down.
But you may be down. Jesus Christ will soon be here.
The Bible.
往他们那里去。
According to the end,
的译本，这里呢有一个字的用法呢是非常重要的。
The free,
这个在希腊语里面
，it is only used of the present or imperfect tense, which simply means
梵语里面呢，只有现在时态和完成时态的用法。也就是说呢，这个动作呢，没有止息，没有停止。
In other words, Jesus went to the
那里去，而且呢，一直往他们那里去。
He didn't stop.
In 困境里面，耶稣基督都不会停止。
If he desires, he even
走过那个海面来到达你那边去。
The Bible said that.
到了他们那里，上了船，风就停了。
Eventually the storm
平息了。有的时候呢，风就停息了，再也没有能力来伤害到他们了。
The wonder the disciples were completely amazed.
怪不得呢，圣经讲到说，门徒们呢非常十分的惊奇。
Let me tell you, my friends.
让我告诉你，亲爱的朋友们。
When you
你也有同样的保证。
Trust in Jesus. Jesus is with you.
信任主，他在和你在一起。
In this life, we are going to experience storms.
在我们这个一生当中呢，我们肯定会经历风暴的。
No matter the
或者是那种灭顶的风暴。
Storm.
信心的旅程当中的一部分。
We have no control over
it. 来临，也不知道到底会有多严重。
Yet, we are not completely helpless.
但是呢，我们不是完完全全的无助的。
If we take the decision to hold.
的手，他一定会使我们有力量胜过任何的风暴。
And it is his desire that you will joyfulness.
他愿意我们平安的度过风暴，以至于我们可以经历那个得胜和喜乐。
Conclusion. When principles or lessons.That we can apply to our difficult situation.
当我们遇到风暴的时候呢，我们有三个的原则呢可以来运用。
And these lessons or principles may help us endure the trouble and pain.
这三个原则呢，可以让我们在经历风暴的时候呢，可以站立得住。
First, don't question the storm.
第一个呢，就是不要去质疑风暴。
Don't question the storm.
不要去质疑风暴。
When the stormIt's time for action, not a time for questioning.
当风暴临到的时候呢，是该行动的时候，而不是问问题的时候。
Just like my situation, when I got the pain, I need to go to see doctors.
就像我的情况一样，我有了那个疼痛的时候呢，我就去见医生。
It would be foolish.
这个风暴临到我，或者是我、哦、这个风暴是怎么形成的？这样是比较愚蠢的。
That cannot help.
因为这样没有帮助。我们必须要在风暴里面呢，能够存活下来。
Put our trust in Jesus and let Jesus be our focus when facing a storm.
当我们面对风暴的时候呢，让我们来信任主耶稣，把我们的注意力都放在他的身上。
This is the most important factor to deal with the storm of life.
这是当我们在面对风暴的时候最重要的一个原则。
keep our trust in Jesus, and there's no room for questioning and doubting.
你完全的信任主耶稣基督，就不要留任何余地去质疑、去怀疑。
Principle number two.
第二条。一个风暴的时候呢，可能跳船是我们一个一瞬间的一个本能的一个反应。
We are quickly tell.
跳出主耶稣基督的掌控。
We are quick to die.
他们船上一样的，我们也要留在船上。
Because they knew that it was Jesus who had sent,
让他们来到这个船上的。
Therefore, we must stay.
预备的这条船，它就一定是足够安全和牢靠的，可以保护我们度过风暴。
Have faith in the same Jesus who holds the cure in His good hand.
信靠我们的主耶稣，因为在他手里，他使我们的生命安全。
Principle number three.
第三条原则是。知识和技能。
I think more...
渡过游轮。
A lot of you told me that you enjoy being on a cruise ship, right?
你们当中很多人都告诉过我说你们很喜欢这个坐游轮。
Because what?
信任那个船长。
And you know,
我们知道呢，我们会安全的。
来，
我们主耶稣基督呢，也为我们这一生人的这条船的一切负责。
We must resist the temptation to navigate our own way through the storm.
我们一定要抵抗那样一种欲望，就是要我们自己去掌舵。
We must surrender.
而把这一切交托给耶稣。
He knows.
他完全知道怎么样能使我们这条船保持安全。
Jesus, only Jesus can keep us afloat.
耶稣也只有耶稣可以使我们这条船不沉没。
He knows how.
去调节那个风帆。
We will have no.
比如说疼痛先生或者是恐惧先生临到的时候呢，我们也不至于害怕。 基督来为我们掌舵。
If Jesus our captain, our ship will not sink or lose its.
有主耶稣基督做我们的掌舵的，我们的这条船就不会沉没。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。我们感谢你，我们谢谢你，因为你是那一位最可靠的船长。
Whenever
而且当我们面临这些困难的境况的时候，你都在看顾我们。你愿意来到这里，把我们从我们的痛苦和恐惧里面救拔出来。
Thank you.
无私的帮助。而且你从来不使我们的指望落空。
We pray that you come.
我们，你来，在我们的风暴当中来坚固我们。
So that we can experience our miracle in the middle of the storm.
以至于我们也可以经历像你的门徒在风暴的当中所经历的那样大的得胜和喜乐。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.